Bav Basterberg pays Mishnah Hey. Marchikin es asulim in hashoivach arba amas. One should distance a ladder from a dovecote 4 amas. Kadesh lo tikbetz hanemia. In order that a nemia is like a small little, like a weasel or a raccoon, one of these types of animals, it shouldn't jump up onto the ladder from when you're placing it and jump into the dovecote and kill some of the birds in there. Now, it's actually machlekes rishonim whether the ladder needs to be only 4 amos away from the dovecote, but it can be right along the wall anywhere, or it has to actually be 4 amos away from the wall because the weasel can jump right onto the wall and from the wall jump into the dovecote. Regardless, you have to distance it that it shouldn't be able to jump in. It has to be distance 4 amos. Tazyantiv says that this is even Alibid Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, I'm going to bring this up as well in the coming Mishnayos, that it's on the Nizik that has to usually distance himself. What that means is that if a person does something in his own property that may damage someone in the other property, and the other guy in the other property can just move his stuff away, why is it on me? I want to do whatever I want on my own property. If it's going to bother you, or it's going to hurt you, and you have the ability to move away, so it's on you to move away. Why do you have to infringe on what I want to do? But here Rabbi Yossi holds that it would be us or two because of Gira Delay. Gira Delay literally means his arrows. Meaning that even though it's on the Nizik to distance himself, when I am actively involved with my hands, like Rashi points out, my hands are creating a situation where I am, it seems like I'm sort of starting the process, or I'm going to be causing a direct damage to you from what I'm doing. Like, for example, if I put something that's going to generate heat, even though it doesn't do it right now, it's just a grumma, and normally grumma b'nizakin is potter from paying. Nevertheless, since I'm putting it here right now and I'm starting the process that the process of the damage has already been started, that's usur to do. So according to Biyosi, this is also going to be usur. V'esakosel min amaschila arba amas. This is a new din that if I build a new wall by my friend's house, my friend has a maschila, which are gutters, and he's normally going to need to fix his gutters, and he needs to put a ladder. So you need to give him space of 4 amas. So don't put a wall right next to the house because he's not going to be able to go and access the gutters. Kadeshi azokif asulam. So Mishnah says that he should be able to stand up on the ladder. Marchikin es ha-shovach minair chamishim ama. We distance a shovach, a dovecote, from the city 50 amas. The Rav says the reason is because these doves are going to fly out and eat from the seeds of the fields. Therefore, you have to distance it 50 amas from the sadus. And also, a person shouldn't create a dovecote in his own property unless there are 50 amas in each direction. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis Arbas Karin, Maloi Sheger Hayon. Rabbi Yehuda says it's more than that. It's 4 kor, which is the amount that a dove can fly. Vim Lekocho, and if you already bought a dovecote, Afil Beis Rova Harayhu Becheskoso. Even if it's within only a base rova, which is a smaller amount, that the whole surrounding is only a base rova, it's okay. You have a chazakah that, and even based in tainus for you, like the Mefarshim point out, you have a chazakah that you can keep it as is. Because when it comes to nezikin, at least by a yachid, people can be meichel, like we've seen. So if it already existed there, it's obvious that the people that own the fields already were meichel, the previous owner. So therefore, you can keep it as is.